Welcome to the TSU. Anna, before we start, and by the way, it is Christmas. Is this sacrilegious? We're doing a show.
It is a Christmas miracle that we are here today.
Now, I know we're a little behind, as I say it always. Anna, you had a great line today. What did you say Jesus was?
He's the OG single guy.
You are going to hell.
Don't tell Mary that.
Now, oh my goodness. Now, by the way, as we're sitting on the bed, Mr. T1 is laying across
the OG single guy on our party.
He does go by Sir Lick-a-Lot on FetLife, which is a brilliant name. He's a little creepy because he keeps looking at me in the eyes and we keep doing the podcast.
He has a very, like, actually, you know what he has? He has those beautifully cheerful eyes that Santa has. You know, those lovely glistening eyes.
Yeah, but
sparkle.
But Santa didn't make girls squirt. Okay. So, Anna, real quick, let's talk about this.
You've been hanging with the wrong Santas.
I know. coming up this week, by the way, is your birthday, Anna. Should we talk about that?
It's not this week. It's next month. But yes, I'm going to be turning 21 again. And I enjoy Amazon gift cards, long walks on the beach, and Squishmallows.
You do love Squishmallows, don't you? And Anna...
squirting on the beach. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I was
corrected
there.
So, Anna, just so you know, we are almost going on our third season of this show. Do you realize that?
I didn't think that was the thing, but okay, yeah.
It is. No, we have the podcast of seasons. Now, I will say, people are like, TSU, you were a little slow putting out the shows.
You know what?
Year.
That's why it's a Christmas miracle, okay?
Now, let me tell you what's going on. So, Anna, the parties take a lot of work, okay?
Yes.
What have you learned about doing parties as far as the people? What would you learn starting off and that right now? What would you do different about doing parties?
For people?
Yeah, like what's been the hardest things you've learned about throwing parties from the very beginning?
It's really just a learning curve of like personalities and kind of trying to choose like a certain type of blend of people. I mean, we try to be very inclusive. All inclusive, but for the most part, you're gonna have people that disappoint you, and you're gonna have to kind of go with the flow and like try to manage. I'm not a manager, but I've learned a lot since then about managing people and personalities, but just kind of not knowing where people's headspaces are, and you have to kind of like go with that and then kind of protect certain groups. It's just one of those things that you kind of have to wing it while you're in it, and then also don't get too caught up in other things while you're hosting.
I agree with you.
Also, not being too hyper focused on certain things, because I'll get all into like decorating while the party's happening.
That is true. Okay, and the one thing I've learned about doing parties is the people has been a challenge for me. I go through profiles very hard, trying to make sure everybody we have at our party is very safe.
Like vetting, yeah.
Yeah, and I think one thing you've taught me is we've done more munches, which has helped a lot. But some of the people's profiles, when I meet the people in person, they're way different from their pictures. So I think that's what I'm trying to do is, sometimes I would see somebody and I'm like, this guy looks a little sketchy, I'm not quite sure. And then I meet the people in person and they're actually really nice people. So I think that's why we're trying to do more munches to really vet people to create this safe environment, which we've consistently done from the very beginning, right?
Yeah, well, and also it gives other people opportunities to vet us, because I think that a lot of people are like hesitant to go to parties like ours. Like,
right.
They've never been to one like that. They've always been to like social munches that are public, and they don't go to like private events because of that. And so I think it gives them the opportunity to get to know us and know that we're not like serial killers or anything like that. I mean, at least I'm not, but
well, certain times we could talk about that.
No, it's not a serial killer. That's just me being downright cunty, I guess. But
whoa, cunty.
But I'm saying, like, I have my moments. We all do. We're human. But I'm saying, like, it gives them the opportunity to get to know who we are, and like, we're not like that wildly like elusive or something. Because people always have imaginations, and they get to know who we are, and we're just people, and we're weird.
That's true. So, Anna, I have a very exciting thing for you. Last year, we made predictions of our sexual predictions for 2023.
I think I won.
So here's what we did accomplish, okay?
Okay.
We had a foursome with three girls, okay?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yes, we did that. We had a poker night at the house, where you got game bit.
That was a fantasy.
Yes. We
all in for Anna.
I was involved in a glory hole in San Francisco at Power Exchange with you.
Yes.
In a dirty CD scene, okay?
Yes. And another.
We threw a large scale mansion event that you wanted to do.
We did. Very excited.
And there was a mysterious sex thing, and you had that with the dark room at the. Where did we have that at?
At Naughty.
Not in Orleans, okay? With the large penises, okay?
Yes.
So now, here's what we did not accomplish, Anna, okay? We did not go to a sex club outside of the country.
Oh, actually, ha ha ha, funny thing. Okay, keep going.
We did not have a product with a butt plug with my name.
Oh, well, that's a correction there, okay.
And you did not have a sex with any celebrity.
That's your fail.
That's true.
You're the connection with all those things.
I will say, when I was in the dark room in New Orleans, I did think I had sex with T-Pain. I'm not quite sure. Yeah.
Wasn't that me having sex with T-Pain?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was rubbing T-Pain's leg in the dark room.
As he had his monster, Loch Ness monster cock by my thigh.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So here's what we're going to do, Anna. We're going to take a little break, okay? When we come back, we're going to talk about our last party, but I'm going to talk about a subject in lifestyle that's been a little drama recently with a lot of people, and people talk about this subject all the time. We're going to talk about steering wheel couples. You know what that is, Anna?
No.
That's why I have you on the show, okay? So we'll be right back with the TSU, right?
After this.
Yep. Welcome back to the TSU. Good job, Anna.
Anna,
you're almost
Ryan,
the same time with me.
What's going on?
So, Anna, let me tell you something real quick.
What?
When we're talking about doing parties. This is how the party usually goes down. The night before, we set up a little. T2's here. And I say to you.
T1 is here.
Yes. Oh, I called you the wrong name. So sorry. I come down and I say to you, hey, next party, let's try to be set up by 7 o'clock. We can have some drinks and we can relax, right?
And so what really happens is I yell at you.
Yes.
And then I yell at T. Sorry, T.
Yes.
And then I cry.
Yep. And then I say.
And then I start getting ready right at the time in which the party's supposed to start. And then.
Yes. And then I run to Walmart and pick up drinks and waters and condoms. Right. Now.
And then you people.
Yes. So here's what happened. I go into Walmart. That's me walking in Walmart, okay?
Okay.
And I ignore the people asking for money when I walk in. So I get my cart, I get my water, I get my thing, and I walk over to the typical condom aisle. Now it's locked up. So I have to wait for the person to come, and there's some people waiting. And the lady comes over and she goes, yeah, what do you want? And I'm like, hey, I want to get these condoms right here. And she's like, yeah. I go, you always have them locked up? And she goes, yeah. You people always leave them everywhere. I'm like, yo.
Like
you? What do you mean you people? I'm like, just fucking buying condoms.
You people leave condoms around here used?
Yes.
Like what? Why is this an issue if we leave a box?
Yes.
Of
so, you know, I know what you're going to say. I'm always the nice Ryan. I'm the nice Ryan. So
yeah,
I was calm. So flash forward. Once again, I go to Walmart this week to do a Christmas shopping. I'm buying a gift for my ex-wife, a bottle of Crown. Because she's dating a black man. That's another story. However, I go and get a bottle of Crown from the side where I'm checking out. And the lady says, quote, what? Anna?
Well, she just basically said, whoa, you can't be out back here.
And I'm like, yo, there's a bottle and then you can go back there. And she gets mad. And
it wasn't actually where you were going was not actually like fenced off. I will give you this.
Yes. So, you know, I am always respectful and nice to people. That's who I am.
Always? No.
Except in this situation.
You try your best to be always.
Yes. Then she.
But you're not always.
Then she started yelling at me again, and I said respectfully.
Fuck you.
Well, I did not say that. I said, fuck you, just fucking ring it up. And then I kept saying, fuck you. Like I had Tourette's. Like, fuck you.
You were not that bad. You said it maybe twice. Like that.
Okay. So let's
You're very angry because they always are mean to you.
So let's bounce back real quick. Okay, so now we're at the party, and I'm very excited about this party because we have lots and lots and lots and lots of people.
Yes.
Lots of hotties too, right? Lots of, you did a good job with the decorations and back.
Lots of slutties? What?
We had lots of slutties here, okay? So the young ones are rolling in. The sexy ones are rolling in. The party's going great. Our new neighbors down the street rolling.
Yeah.
By the way, they
without their slut wagon. Yeah. Explain that,
please.
You know, so I don't know how to name him. Our neighbor M.
Yes.
Yeah. He brought us some firewood because we like having fire pits and having fires. And so he brought us a bunch of firewood earlier this week, and he brought it in his slut wagon. And you think, oh, God, that's so silly to nickname a slut, like a wagon. No, it actually is spray painted all over on each side, slut wagon. And it is a wagon and like literally like a kid, like kind of a young kid's wagon. And I guess you can, it has a dump feature where you can just dump everything out of the slut wagon. So yeah, so he did roll everything out on his slut wagon and gave us some firewood and, you know.
So basically
he didn't bring it to the party, which I was very upset about.
So basically you're saying you get to dump from the slut, right?
We got dumped from the slut wagon, yeah.
I like it. So Anna, let me tell you, so we had a girl come that I was, a couple girls that we met from New Orleans, okay? One particular.
Yes.
And she brought her friend that I was very excited to meet. Now, if you know me, I am very tough with girls, okay?
You're tough?
Well, meaning, I don't like them. There's something wrong. I won't play with them. I'm very complicated.
You're very picky.
Yeah, other guys are like, womp, 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 bang.
I'll take it. You're a hole. Yeah, okay, let's go.
I'm like, I don't like her curls. Her eyelashes are weird. I don't like her personality or her husband.
She has an off, like, asymmetrical smirk.
I admit this.
Yeah, I got you.
I like to be friends with people. It's very complicated. There's probably girls going, yep, that's Ryan. I've been trying to fuck him for years. Okay.
So I don't think that's
the case. Girl came in. This girl came in. Shut up, you two. This girl came in and she hugged me. We were good. We were talking. We were flirting. We were in the kitchen. And, you know, I started doing the little arm rub thing, rubbing her butt. I thought, I'm going to go in for a kiss. And she started making out hard. I'm like, dude, this is fucking going down. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we go outside. She's talking to you. She pulls up her skirt and she's sitting up in your lap. You guys are making out, right? This is going well. I'm like, this is going to have a good story, though, by the way.
He doesn't get laid, basically.
So, yes, I do. So I'm going to fast forward back 5 weeks ago, right? We're at Faces Nightclub, right? Since you've been gone.
Can I call you daddy?
And I said, no, right?
Yeah.
And the girl goes, bye-bye. Just remember that story. So,
okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. So we're with this girl, Mrs. A. I go back in the room. I'm playing on the back bed with her. And then I sent to our one friend, Mrs. J here, go find Anna. Go find her. Like there was a house fire. She brings you back. We're all in the bed. We're playing. This is big for me and you.
It's hot stuff.
Because me and you we have this problem. Sometimes we're playing in different areas. We're trying to play more together, right?
Right.
So you're going down on her. She's playing with me. And then she looks at you and says, what?
Can I call him daddy?
And I scream, yes! We both scream, yes!
Well, that was like, sure.
Worked! By the way, that was a great party, by the way.
I don't think she listens to the podcast.
Oh, she probably will.
Now.
And by the way, if you're wondering, I came on her asshole.
Oh.
Yeah. It was.
Did you ask anybody to lick it off?
Well, there actually was a funny story if you really want to know that story.
Oh, our newbie.
We had a single guy there. And he's very cute. He is very cute. And he wanted to touch. And she said, hey, you can do better. You can lick my asshole. And he goes, okay. And he kind of goes down there. He pops back and he just goes, not for me.
And
not,
then walks
not
away.
For me. And just walks out the door.
And then what did she say?
She goes, why should I? I should ask me just to pee on him. So, Anna, which brings up a good subject of me and you in this subject, okay?
What, peeing?
Yes. No.
No.
Steering wheel couples, okay?
I don't know what this is.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. So, me and you are very good in this situation because me and you can bounce all over the place. You talk to people. I talk to people. We can be together, right? However.
We just own it.
Now, this is where I do a disclaimer real quick, okay? There is two of our friends right now, they're going to say, we are talking about them. Yep, kind of we are talking about you, but we're going to still talk about this stuff.
But it's a lot of people in the lifestyle.
And this is a very common thing. So what happens is you have a couple that's like me, super engaged, super hyper, all over the place. And then sometime, like my old partner was super quiet, not necessarily a people person, kind of stood by herself.
Pull teeth just to get them to engage.
Yeah, couldn't get them to engage. And like most people, like, and we have friends, the wives are engaged, The husbands may be sitting in the living room playing on their phones. Everybody engages different at parties, right?
Right.
But the question is, Anna, what do you like when you go to parties and you see couples like that? What are you looking for in people?
Oh, well, what do I assume or what am I looking for?
What are you looking for? What, if you saw somebody like that and the husband was quiet or the wife was quiet,
I would avoid them.
And why is that?
It turns me off because one of them sounds like they're jealous. That's what automatically it sounds like. One of them's not comfortable being there. They're not uncomfortable in their own skin. They're not comfortable with the situation. There's some sort of animosity or jealousy. And so then I would avoid that couple because of the fact that even though one of them's really friendly and very fun to talk with or get along with, the other one isn't going to be on the same page. And so that's a liability and risk for me and drama. And I don't want to deal with it.
Actually, that's a very good answer, Anna.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I say also. I like people that are very upfront of their relationships, right?
Well, that has to do with animosity and jealousy. Because if you can't be both open and friendly and talkative, I mean, you have those moments where people are just like, oh, I'm just not in the mood. Or I'm like, oh, I had a stressful day. I just don't, I'm not like there. But then also maybe you shouldn't be going to a party. Like if you, I mean, that's bad for you. That's energy sucking for you if you're just not up for it. So
let me ask you this question. If you have a partner and they're not aggressive or they just want to sit around.
Oh, you mean my ex? The most recent
one. Actually, your ex was like that. Exactly.
Yes, he was. He used to like, he would get mad because I was more engaging and he would do his little like, little, what is this called? Where you put your, you cross your arms. He pouted and he crossed his arms and he was just grumpy McGrumperson and he would just be like, that's whatever. Okay, whatever. Well, it's not my fault. You could be engaging and friendly and like nice, but you didn't want to because you were fucking, you're a bitter old man.
So let me ask you this question. So for people that are like that, what do you recommend to get them engaged or try something a little bit different? Because what happens is when couples do that, they're in different places, then the wife gets bored or the husband gets bored or there's miscommunication. And then somehow it involves a fight and the people want to leave early or they don't feel like they're connecting. What would you recommend for these people to try something different?
Well, for the person that's not engaging, finding an activity that will pull them out of their shell and engage. So if they like to karaoke or if they like to play games like board games, card games, whatever, that will get them engaging and fired up and passionate and socialize with other people that have the same interests or similar interests or want to learn, then that's probably the best thing for them so that it will get them involved in kind of branching out and communicating.
And the one thing for me that I appreciate with you, and me and you are very similar on this, is I like her dynamic that if you meet somebody you can play, I can meet somebody we can play. And that's why I'm trying to force us to play together more as couples. But I think that's a great dynamic because what happens is you meet people sometime that one couple's looking for another couple, right? And that wife has to like that husband has to like that wife, or the wife has to like that girl. And it's so hard. And so many times people spend time on SOS writing or FetLife or Cassie trying to meet couples, and they end up talking online and they get to a party and then there's this awkward steering wheel situation, right?
Right.
Because the husband's doing the conversation online.
Because one party is more interested in the others than the other might be. I think it's important to find similarities beforehand so that you all can connect and have some sort of common interest. So that's probably important. Hey, you both like boating. We love boating too. And Sally here loves to go and, you know, like, nude tan on the bikini, you know, without, you know, on the boat, blah, 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 blah. What do you like doing? Whatever. So like just finding those common things so that everybody can connect on some sort of like page, same page.
Is be happy with the partner you're with, okay? That person is the hottest person you're going there with and appreciate that person. Just that you freelance out and may talk to a girl or talk to a guy or talk to a couple and your partner somewhere else, that's okay. Have that conversation with your partner and say, hey, I think we may do better. You meeting new people, I meeting new people. I don't want to just disrespect you, But I think that may work better sometime with people.
Are you on your soapbox right now?
Yes.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, but we do a great job at this menu. We never have friction on meeting people.
No.
And if there's something great, I'll go, hey, go get Anna. And then she goes, I'm busy. I can't come over. And they fuck up.
Or I'll be like, no, I don't trust that bitch. That's what I'll say. I will. I've done that before for you.
Yes, you have said
that. I'm like, I don't trust that bitch.
But that's a great example. You may bring your partner and a partner is going to be like,
There's something there that I'm not vibing, and I can't put my finger on it just yet.
But it all goes back to communication, right?
Yeah.
Communication. And why did I get to come on the girl's asshole? Because I had great communication.
Great communication.
Can you call me Daddy Anna?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Any girl that wants to call me Daddy,
hell yes, yes, you can.
So here's the deal, Anna.
Yes, I can.
Speaking of that.
Yes, Timothy. Yes, you can.
Speaking of that, I have the most amazing game coming up, Anna.
Oh, God, help me.
And it's going to be called...
Jesus Christ, help me. Sorry, it is Christmas.
Know Christmas That Miracle. Bang. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play audio clips of you, Anna, of great experiences. Hopefully you remember. And you're going to have to guess what that is.
Oh, my God. So what, like a vent?
Yep. So that's what's coming up on the TSU, Anna, right after...
After this.
Welcome back to the TSU. Anna, what I always say to you, remember your experiences. Don't I say that to you, Anna?
Oh, God, help me.
Now, sometimes that's evolved around alcohol and drinking where you go, I did what? But Anna, in this situation, you've had a lot of great experiences this year, okay?
I have.
Anything particularly in your mind that you say that was great?
I mean, the boat experience with Big Booty Becky.
Okay.
The dark room experience was actually kind of fun.
Okay.
Our Colette's experience when we were at 90 New Orleans was fun.
Okay.
Our poker game was kind of fun. Actually, kind of like the football one that we did.
Yeah.
Of course, our sexy masquerades at the mansions, all of the mansion parties were great.
So here's what I'm going
to
do, Anna.
Although very hard to do.
I'm going to play audio for you, okay?
Oh, my gosh, okay.
Which our people love audio. That's because my guests, they jerk off to it. Okay.
No.
But here's, and by the way, our most top-rated show is Anne Gets Dirty with Audio is the top-rated show this year.
No, it was not.
Actually, it was. Okay. So, Anna, here's the deal. I'm going to play clips for you, and you have to guess what is happening in this scene, okay?
Okay.
And what was the scenario, okay?
Okay.
Stand by.
Let's get in.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Yeah. I need that sensation. Perfect.
Let's put you in then.
Okay, put you in first, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Is that in?
Wow, I feel like I'm in some sort of surgical procedure.
So, Anna, you seem challenged by this one.
Yeah.
And guess what it is? Just listen right here.
I feel like it's a surgeon.
Help.
We're doing some sort of sterile procedure.
Oh, my God.
I want to say, like, right off the bat, when I heard the voice, it was Mr. Junior and our DP session, DP with the strap-on dildo.
You're right.
Oh, really?
Anna,
I only think because I heard his voice, I was like, oh, gosh.
That is...
You know, he is in medical care, so that makes more sense in the healthcare fields. So that makes more sense, Mr. JR. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to number two. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me what this is.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I could definitely tell it's a gangbang time.
Fucking squirt.
Was this like a Super Bowl squirt. Sunday or something?
Yeah, he's such a good girl. He's such a good squirt.
Oh, such a good squirt. Was, oh God, which girl
my
is this?
My face sweat.
Okay.
So I'll give you a hint. It was another girl and another guy.
Uh-huh. And I was going down on her. from behind.
Dirtier. Yep.
Was I licking her ass?
Yes.
Was this Big Booty Becky?
No.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
And so she's getting fucked and I was licking her ass.
Yes.
Oh.
You are two for two, Anna.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. So, wow, I'm impressed by this, okay? So, okay, here we go. I'm going to get a little tougher now, okay?
Okay, okay. Getting harder. You getting harder?
Yeah. Well, actually, yes. Okay, here we go. For the next one,
Is everybody getting harder is the question.
I'm going to make this a little harder. Thoughts, Anna?
I have a feeling it's that lovely blonde girl that we had come over that took my fist eventually.
No.
No? Okay.
I will say this involved me and you together.
Uh-huh. That's not me. That's someone else.
Yes, thank you. I'm getting this. With my tongue, but I want you to get off of your clit, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
Okay.
Good girl. That was dirty.
You were dirty. So you don't know, do you?
I don't know this one.
This is our lovely Mrs. A from New Orleans, our unicorn.
Oh, our unicorn time.
Yes.
Oh, because yes. I'm thinking just our parties.
Yes. So you are two for one now. Okay.
No, two out of three.
Yeah, two out of three. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to come in your mouth? No,
it's not too much.
I already know. This is our boat time with Big Booty Becky.
You're correct. Okay? You are.
I remember my tone in that.
Yes.
And I remember being really naughty and kind of demanding.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Well, I mean, I think some people want to hear a little bit more of that one.
Well, okay, we're going to play a little more. Stand by.
You're going to extend out.
Yeah, stand by. Here we go.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Lick it a little bit more.
Yes, please. Yes, fucking yes, make a big
I'm
mess.
Come.
Big mess, make
I'm
a mess.
Anna, that was incredibly. You know, a lot of people request that
one.
And by the way, we're going to line up. We're going to line up a new play date with
that. Could be on our Patreon. Yes. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so now we're going to step this up a little more. Okay.
Okay.
This was a. I want you to explain the scenario and maybe potentially who it was with. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Definitely was one of our gangbang room times. There's a lot of people. I can't pinpoint this one. Oh, it was. Oh, I know Mr. Eyes in there. So this is a late night gangbang for sure. Bet's Dirty Slut. Is that Mr. R? Is that the Whisperer?
Ann.
And Mr. I.
And Mr. D.
Mr. D?
Mr. BBC D was there.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you half credit for that one because you kind of got that one
yeah.
right. So that's like what? Three? You're a... Three and a half out of five?
Three and a half out of five.
Here we go. Okay, here we go.
That's sad.
So tell me where this was and what was the situation?
Mm-hmm. 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 Everywhere.
Anna, why do you look shocked? This is you always.
I'm dirty.
You were thinking about this?
You don't when you're in it, you're not like trying to listen and like grade yourself or something.
You're going to be shocked where this is, by the way, if I tell you.
Okay, where is it?
This is in New Orleans in the dark room.
She's a pussy
space. Oh, you like it now?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I do. I squirt with ass.
There you go.
Fuck yes, please.
Yes. And that was another couple next to you talking to you.
Oh, yes. God.
Yes. So what are you at right now? You're at...
3.5 out of 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Not even at 50-50.
Okay, here we go.
Failing.
This one, I'm going to guess...
I'm an F.
The scenario when this one happens. Stand by.
A few memories talking like this to some of the girls. It's like I'm like it's like a positive reinforcement of me getting anal or something.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like I'm trying to talk another girl and like talk to her, but then I'm like telling her what's happening to me. I have no clue.
It was Miss B, Miss S, and you. In a little gangbang action. Okay.
Which room? Where are we?
That was in this room here. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I'm gonna give you your last one. Okay.
Touch me. Yeah.
Is this in New Orleans?
Yes, you're there.
Am I in like the chocolate room?
Yes.
Oh God.
You in the chocolate
this
room?
Was this the one that owned that one sex?
Yes.
Club.
You're right.
I knew you're him. Right. He was like the one that impressed us. Like, he's very skilled.
So Anna, here's the deal. Yes. So we're gonna take a break. We are gonna come back, and we're gonna talk over our predictions for 2024. Okay. I've made my predictions. You've made your predictions. And I want us to have one year's resolution.
And we're going to reflect on the ones that we did. Like, we did that, but comparative to what we'll do next year.
Because yes.
I'm going to have some repeats. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
There's a few that we really need to get.
But I have one you're really going to like. So we'll be right back in a second, right after the TSU, right after this. Welcome back to the TSU. Woo. Okay, Anna, here we go. We're in the fourth block.
I had to cool off after that last segment.
I'm going to jerk off soon. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I call you daddy?
Are you talking to Mr. Tim about that?
Yeah, actually, yes. Okay, here we go. So, Anna, let's start our New Year's predictions after what we talked about last year a little, okay?
Okay, yes. Emphatic, okay. Yes.
Okay, so, Anna, let's start on this, okay? So, Anna, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about my predictions for next year, okay? And we're going to go back and forth, one each, okay?
Okay.
So what is your prediction, your first one for next year?
Well, I really, truly think this one should have happened this year. And you were going to be the tester for it all. And I'm still banking on us getting a butt plug line. Faux show. Like, truly, we need something. And you can be my tester for all the butt plugs that we're going to
I personally don't like that for 2024. But
and then we can also sell them, the used ones.
Oh my God. I'm kidding. Oh Jesus. Okay, we're moving on now. Okay, here we go. My prediction for next year is on New Year's night, me and you are going to have a gangbang. Okay.
Oh,
also,
whoa.
Me and you at the end of the night are going to be with at least two or three girls. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
That's such the way. A boy that is the fantasy. Way our night is going. Well,
that's such a boy fantasy.
Well, you know what? I know two or three girls, and I'm going to make it happen. So I'm going to make it reality. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's why I said I'm going to give you a gangbang. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which you move next, Anna?
Okay. So this one here, I said I would like to have a. Because we like to go to Cancun, but it could be any city in Mexico, but a Mexico orgy in the penthouse.
That's like, actually pretty achievable.
Like 6 to 8 to 10. Maybe 10? 10? Yeah.
You want a Cinco bang?
I want a Diaz bang. Cinco okay, to Diaz bang.
Okay. You know, mine actually involves Naughty Nolans, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to predict this year for you, you're going to do Airtight.
Didn't I do
it? You didn't do Airtight last year. Nope.
Oh, I just did a threesome. Yep. Oh, darn.
A full such Airtight a at Naughty Nolans this year, okay?
Such a failure at that. Oh, man.
Yep.
Okay. And then so the next one is I'm kind of going with the same theme, and it was last year's request, but I would like to go to a sex club in another country.
We tried in Mexico, but we didn't find anywhere, did we?
No, they didn't have any in that area. They have them in the main cities like Mexico City and things like that.
Okay. For mine.
Yes.
It also involves Naughty Nolans again. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to predict either you or I are going to funk Hump Day Quickies in the dark room.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my next one is sexy play at a concert.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a creative one. Now I'm going to step up this next one for you. Okay, Anna.
Uh-huh.
This is a very, very dirty one, okay?
Oh.
I'm going to plan a bukkake night for you at a party, okay? And maybe give you like a little scuba mask you wear too, okay? What? And we're going to just like...
Like goggles?
It's going to look like Dunkin' Donuts when they're done with you, okay?
Oh my God, I'll be fully glazed.
You'll be fully glazed, okay?
Oh my goodness.
You like gracious. It?
Yeah, okay. Oh, not a cream pie on a cream pie.
Cream pie on a cream pie.
Cream pie for a cream pie.
Okay, our final one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had this as like sex in a van, but like on the road or like on a like rest stop or some sort of pulled over on the edge of the road, the side of the road.
I was actually thinking about that the other night too. I'm just hoping it's going to involve me. Okay.
I guess I didn't specify enough, I guess. Yeah. So,
Anna, my possible. Final one. Okay. Is I am going to predict we are going to tie up and peg Mr. J of J&M. Okay. Now, I know he wants this, okay?
He desires this.
Can we make a thing right here? We will do this by March.
March?
March, 3 months.
I think we can do this safely by May. It gives us some time because J&M don't come that frequently. So we have to...
Well, he probably needs time to stretch out too.
Oh, we'll give them one of our butt plugs from our lines. We'll just give them the whole array of sizes to kind of get stretched out. Yeah.
So real quick, warmed since Mr. up. T is here too, I want us to say what our New Year's resolutions are for this year. Okay. So Anna, you go first.
I thought this was it.
No, our New Year, that's your sexual, what you want to do. A resolution is you're not going to do blank or you're going to be more positive. Or I am
I'm
not going to
lose 25 pounds.
Okay.
That is every person's goal.
That's a good one.
I am going to... I'm trying to think. You didn't tell me that one. You just told me these
I'm
five
surprising
things.
You.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would like to do that. I would like to have one more active activity other than gangbangs.
It's okay.
Like, you know, take on an actual hobby that's active. So I'm not sure. I think the bike riding thing would be fun. Nothing crazy, just bike riding.
And then a gangbang.
And then a gangbang. Maybe a gangbang on a bicycle, you know.
Okay, Mr. T, I'm going to ask you, what is your New Year's resolution?
I think to actually play at a party for a change and not forget.
Because
I'm too interested in engaging and getting to know people.
You're talking too much.
You know what?
That's that is your, what is it called? Your like, it's like your strength, but also your weakness.
You're like a steering wheel couple without this couple.
That's correct.
Because I.
So Tim, real quick, you're circling a lot of FetLife, right? What do you like? We're going to give you a shot right now. What do you like in girls? or guys.
What are you looking for?
I like...
Sexually, you like girls.
A nice, clean pussy to lick a lot.
I mean, he's very, very... She's very just...
At least he gets to the point.
Minimum, you know, bare minimum, no pun intended.
Yeah, literally. Well, we will. Hopefully, we will help you.
Oh, no. And, he's had plenty.
And I have several...
If it tastes good or I, if it doesn't taste good, I can't go any further.
Yeah.
It's like going to Jack in the Box. That's I feel you. Okay, I feel you.
Got to smell good enough to eat and taste good enough to fuck, and then I can go for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my New Year's resolutions. Number one, I'm not going to yell at you setting up during parties, okay? We're going to break that one right away.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two, I'm still giving you more of my resolutions.
Well, this is for next year, not this year.
Yeah,
so just so you know, New Year's Eve is set up for this year, not next year. So
number two, I'm much like Mr. T here, I'm not going to talk to girls. I'm going to be more aggressive like I did last time.
What?
Yes, and I'm going to just take them hoes and take it down.
No, you're not.
Yeah, if you come down here, I'm going to be like, what's your name? Get in that room and let's
spread
go.
Spread them. And then we'll laugh at you.
Spread those. Yep.
That's and then we will laugh at you because you are not serious.
And number three, you can call me daddy all day long.
Please call me daddy.
So we are having a New Year's party.
You're just going to make you a shirt that says, yes, you can call me daddy.
Exactly. So Anna, once again, we are having a New Year's party on the 31st.
Yes, and because this show will be out.
Yep. So here's the deal.
Should say, I'm your daddy.
Yeah. Oh.
So if you would like to come and get your pussy licked by Mr. T, or if you want to come and see me, which is always really great, or get gangbanged by Miss Anna here.
Wait, what?
Yeah. We would love to have you at our party.
You want me to peg everyone?
I'm going to get you a shirt that says Pegtastic, okay? So, Anna, that's it. I would like to thank all our friends who help us with our parties. I want to thank a couple people, the Power Exchange in San Francisco. I want to thank our friends Hump Day Quickies, who really do nothing for us, but we still like them.
I would like to thank the OG single man on this grand day of his birth.
Yes.
Well, kind of, but you know, it's actually springtime. But
and we want to thank most of our friends who are there always here for us, right?
Yes.
And that's it, Anna. On to season three and on to fights with you, okay?
No fights. That's not allowed to happen.
So, Anna, if people want to reach us, tell us how to reach us at?
Oh, yeah. So if you want to text us, you can text us at 916-836-1336. We do not accept your phone calls. I will not answer. And then you could also email us at thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com. You can also add us on IG, TSU Lifestyle, or the Sensational Unicorn Podcast. And then, I mean, we don't really use our Twitter, do we? I mean, let's be honest.
Not really, no.
And then, our Patreon is TSU Lifestyle, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yep, and that's pretty much it. Nothing else that we really care about. Oh, but we do have Facebook, but it's really not active.
Nope. So, Anna, on to 2024. We love you all, and we will see you next year on the TSU.